The First Letter of Peter. Peter, a sent one of Jesus the Anointed One, to the expatriates who have been dispersed in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, and are being made holy by the Spirit, and by the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus the Anointed One, resulting in obedience to God. May your grace and peace be increased. May God be blessed, even the Father of our Lord Jesus the Anointed One, who according to his great mercy generated his life in us, which gives us a living hope because of the resurrection of Jesus the Anointed One from the dead. This life makes available to us an inheritance which is imperishable, pure, and perpetual, reserved in the heavens for us, who are preserved through faith by the power of God for the salvation which is ready to be unveiled in the last time. This is something in which you exult, even though now for a short time it has been necessary for you to be distressed by various trials. These are necessary for the testing of your faith, which is more valuable than gold that will be destroyed and which is now being tested by fire, but then will be presented as a motive for praise, glory, and honor when Jesus, the Anointed One, appears. He is the one whom you are loving, although you haven't seen him, and in whom you are believing, even though he is not visible now, so that you rejoice greatly with inexpressible joy and celebration as you are obtaining the final objective of your faith, even the complete salvation of your souls. It was regarding this salvation that the prophets who prophesied about this grace, which would come to you, sought and searched diligently. They were seeking to understand what the circumstances would be, or to what period of time the Spirit of the Anointed One, which was upon them, was pointing when he made known ahead of time the sufferings of entering into the Anointed One, and the glorious results which will be ours because of them. To whom it was revealed that they didn't minister these things to their own generation, but to us, namely the things which now have been announced to you by those who proclaimed the good news to you through the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. These are things which angels desire to look into. Therefore, having thoroughly prepared your mind, be circumspect, and set your hope firmly on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus the Anointed One, that is, the glorification of our bodies. Be obedient children, not conforming yourselves to your former carnal cravings as you did when you were in ignorance. But as he who is calling you is holy, you too be holy in every aspect of your living, because it is written, "Become holy, for I am holy." Leviticus 20, verse 7. And if you call on him as Father, who will impartially judge each one according to what they have done, pass the time of your sojourning here in reverent fear. Do this, knowing that you were not ransomed from your useless way of living, which you received from your ancestors, with perishable things, such as silver or gold, but with precious blood like that of an unblemished and spotless lamb, even the blood of the Anointed One. His sacrifice was indeed pre-planned before the world was established, but was manifested in these last times for us, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him brilliant glory, so that your faith and hope would be in God. Having your souls purified through your obedience to the truth, resulting in sincere love of the brethren, love each other from a pure heart, fervently, you have been regenerated, that is, have had God's life born inside of you, not by perishable parentage, but by immortal parentage, by God's living word that exists eternally. For all humanity is like grass, and all human glory is like the flowers of the grasses. The grass withers, and its flowers fall off, but the word of the Lord continues eternally. And this very same word is the good news which was proclaimed to you. This is the end of 1 Peter chapter 1. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.